We all know that it takes resources for any institution to do its work, and that's true of the Historical Society as well. We're thrilled to finally have a beautiful facility to house the growing collection of important documents and artifacts just right around the corner here. And just as importantly, a place for our archivist, Margaret Shetler, and all of our other priceless volunteers to work. And I would just note that there's no paid staff at the Historical Society. Everyone who does anything is a volunteer, and we thank you all for supporting that. The Ivan and Pearl Krupp Heritage Center is here on the grounds, and if you haven't had the opportunity to see it, we can make that possible after the meeting. If anyone has interest in going over and seeing it, just let us know. We can make sure that that happens. So. And now we want to hear just a little bit more about how you might be able to help us. And here to share about the work and challenges of the Society and how you can help is Pat Hirschberger. I don't think she needs any introduction. And broken wrist and all, she is here to share with us a little bit about how we might help. So I won't try to shake your hand.
I'm not sure what else I ought to be adding to all this. One of the things that I have come to believe, that if we do not know our history, we don't know where we're going. It's within that context of knowing who we are, what we have been, do we find a way to know direction for where we are within the context of where we happen to be living. And that's what I think this facility and this society is all about, helping us to know who we are within the times in which we live. So there are a lot of possibilities of what could be, and the resources really do take some financial resources, and that's what I want to touch on. I don't have any secret formulas or other than to say that is what we're about. This is a group that is already committed. So perhaps we are ambassadors as well to speak to someone else. Do you have a membership with the Pacific Northwest Mennonite Historical Society? Do you know what they have there? Now, I am at a bit of an advantage because I live in the neighborhood and I get over there fairly often, and I have found a wonderful library that I'm borrowing from. Every one of these books is on the website. John Gingrich has put them on. And you can see what is there if you're looking by author, if you're looking by subject. Start looking to see what you can pick up. I'm finding wonderful reading there because I happen to like stories. History is all story. So that would be a good thing for us to know and to make available, to make that information available so that people have an idea what is there. Now, it takes a librarian, and that is one of the needs that could be there. John has been very helpful to be so tech savvy to help us work at all of this. But, you know, somebody who has some library skill and knowledge would be very helpful to the society. So if you know someone or you have that interest, let it be known. And we might begin, and there are 2,700 books, a little more than that, that are in the library. A donation was made in the last few years. Somebody said, would you be interested in having 500 more books? 235 of the 500 were new books not on the shelf over there. Some of them were duplicates, some of them are pamphlets, and so forth. In the past 6 months, I counted up. It's really just serendipitous that it happened. We did a trip Ohio, Pennsylvania last summer. We were at Lancaster in the center there. We were in Kidron, Ohio in the Heritage Center there. And then in November, we were in Winnipeg for the MEDA convention. And I took a tour out to CMU, Canadian Mennonite University, to the archives building there. In each one of those, there are some materials for sale. There are books. That takes another kind of edge of work that this group might work at. But again, some staff, some volunteer staff to do things about it. If you want to know some family genealogical, which is what I was doing in the Ohio kind of library heritage center, that happens here as well, the requests that come in. John tells me that recently a request came in wanting to know about the Mennonite Cemetery in Nampa, Idaho. We never found any place like that, is that right? But it's not a Mennonite cemetery. So, you know, that's the kind of interesting requests that come, and to be there and to help a family sort through some things. And for me to find out in Ohio that Ward has a great-great-grandfather who was born in Germany. So that doesn't seem many generations removed from that kind of a place. And along with that, because that's a Kramer family, to find out, we think probably one of the editors of the Woodburn Independent must be a relative, because she's a Kramer out of the same area. That's the kind of fun stuff that can begin to happen. You will notice in the budget, and Jerry is going to work with some things here, and there is an interesting page that's the back page that compares the kind of expenses and income for prior to the building, and the building increases some of that. The building had a fundraising that went on. The building, as I understand, is all paid for. But in the arrangement of placing on the property of Zion Mennonite Church, there was an old shed that needed to be taken down. Maybe it was time to take it down, but it stored all of the kinds of equipment that needed to be. And the agreement was to build a new shed. That was done last year. It is up. And there is a 5-year agreement to take care of then the cost of that. And that will be the first line on the budget. You will see that that is there, $4,100 that is part of that. That needs to be taken care of in our obligation to Zion Mennonite Church. I would think that one of the best things we can begin to do is to talk about membership and the resources that this society gives to our people here. The dreams are big that can happen. How do we make this story known that is probably 125, 30 years old of Mennonites in the Northwest? Is that right, Margaret? A little longer than that?
A little longer.
We're less than 150 years.
1876, I think.
Okay.
3 or 6 is my
But the presence has been here. It'd be good to tell the story.
Thank you, Pat, very much. And just to point out that you do have a little form in your programs and an envelope. If you've come today prepared to make a contribution, we'd be happy to accept it in the little basket on your way out. If not, take this with you. The address is here, and we would be more than happy to accept any donations at any point.